Audio Boo and Audio Mo. It's day 15 of Audio Mo. And we're halfway through. Ooh, we hit the halfway mark. No, it's not. It's day 16. Oh, day 15 was yesterday when I was half asleep. So, what do I have to talk to you all about today? I think I'm going to make this a bit of a celebration about my guide dog, because I have lots of topics I've got to talk about, but we still have 14 days after this, so, and I don't have 14 topics. I know everybody thinks their dog is amazing, and I did a blog post about him earlier, on my lifewithoutsight.net blog. I think all of them have their amazing qualities, and they all do an amazing job, and mine is definitely in that category. But for him to do what I asked him to do this weekend and just do it so well with no complaint, you know, his social behaviour is amazing. I'll never get over how good it is. And I'm not saying my other dog was really bad or anything, but he would get restless and kind of fidget about a lot. And this dog just kind of lay down and went to sleep and curled up under my chair a lot of the time and really kind of tucked himself out of the way. You know, we were in Birmingham for the RNIB Campaigners Convention. And even when I was asking him to follow groups of people, he would try and get in front of them because that's him, that's who we were doing. I'd just be like, no, steady. But he did it, and he just was a dream. And we got back into Manchester, and he was just fantastic. This stupid assistance guy, he was quite arrogant actually at Manchester. He said, "Oh, your dog can go in the buggy, right?" You know, they had those trolley things. We were only on, like, platform, I don't know, 4 or something. So, I never understand. If it's a huge platform, like, I've gotten them at Euston, because, obviously, that place is crazy. Not with a guide dog, though. I'm not sure how Bertie would be with those, to be fair. Bailey has been on them and was fine on them. I'm not sure how he would be. But Piccadilly's not that big. And because they were trying to make it, you know, different. So my other friend who was on the train was on one side. And I was like, well, I kind of do need an arm because otherwise, I was trying to get him to tell me what platform I want. I was good at it by myself, to be fair. And my friend's mum met her. And then I was going to the taxi rank, and I was like, you know what? He was just going on saying, oh, well, there were a group of people from Windermere, and there was 9 in the party, and 2 of them nearly fell off the edge of the platform. They shouldn't, that many people shouldn't travel together and all this. I was going, whoa, you can't say things like that. Fair enough if you think you should have more ratio, but you can't say that many people cannot travel together. That is unrealistic. So I kind of had enough of him. I was like, oh, do you want the lift? I was like, no, I need the stairs really, because I knew that if I got to the stairs, Bertie would take me the rest of the way. He would have took me the whole way, to be fair, but anyway, so he's like, oh, good, because I've got a run for this other passenger. And I was just going, see ya. Honestly, that is just rude and not helpful at all. And Bertie got me to the taxi rank, no problem. We got home, and today I was going to give him the day off because I was sleeping this morning because I was just so tired, and my eyes were hurting quite badly because if I get too tired, my eyes start to hurt. And I'd got up this morning at 7 and fed the dogs and toileted them both and everything, and then went back to sleep for a bit. And I was like, you know what? he's worked so much this weekend, I'm not really going to ask him to do much today at all. He's at a play. And anyway, I remembered I had a fundraising meeting. So I was like, oh gosh. And didn't start till 5:30. So I decided to go there. But yeah, he's been a really good boy this weekend. And I just keep thinking, I hope this continues and that, you know, we just keep going from strength to strength, because if he's doing all this now, just turned two, and I guess it's because Bailey never did a lot of this stuff till a lot later on in our partnership. I just hope he can keep going. So yay to Bertie. Bertie is a super, super duper boy, and I feel very privileged to have him as my guide dog. There's some amazing people involved in these dogs, and I said at the fundraising meeting tonight, you know, I thank people so much who put that time and effort just into fundraising, not to mention the puppy walkers, the volunteer boarders, you know, then you've got all the staff at Guide Dogs, the trainers and guide dog mobility instructors, the kennel staff, you know, it's the welfare team and everything. It's just, we're very privileged and very lucky. And I think people forget, you know, how much work actually goes into these dogs so that we can have a four-legged guide. Anyway, I'm getting very gushy about it. But I think I'm quite happy to celebrate my pup. And Bailey did a lot of great work too. And I just feel very blessed that my dogs can assist me doing in all these amazing things. Anyway, bit of a short one today. I've probably talked myself to death this weekend. Well, not myself, because I talked to other people, but I'm sure I will be back on form tomorrow after I've been horse riding. I'm going riding in the morning. Yay. Anyway, I will speak to you all soon.